Right, hello, audio view. I'll explain all in just a second. Just give me a moment just to tuck everything back into my pocket. I've got too much in there now. Right, I'm about 300 metres, 200 metres past the dam. Dam Square, or whatever it is. That Dam Square. And we're winding our way back to the hotel. I would have recorded before now. I would have liked to have done you a snippet of us navigating our way through the streets, because over fans. Loving cyclists. I have to say, when people say that they want Britain to be more like Amsterdam, that's fine if you don't mind pedestrians being mown down all the time, or nearly mown down, and people not having the confidence to go out. For advance, because that's what would happen, in my very humble opinion. They just think they, if you think cyclists ride dangerously in London, what on earth does that sound? Drumming. Interesting. Tempted to go and find out what it is. But I suppose it might be a protest or something. I'm not sure. I really fancy turning up with that. Yeah, lots of whistle blowing, shouting, drumming. I think we'll carry on. Come on then, Vance, keep going. Right, I think that is the Sindel, first of the canals. Straight on, Vance. It's not really counted as a canal, it's a ditch with water in it, if I remember rightly. Straight on, Vance, straight on. Curb, find the curb. Vance, the curb. Thank you. Vance seems to have forgotten what a curb is, or at least struggles with Amsterdam curbs. Stench of cannabis coming out of there. I don't want this recording to be taken as a sign that I don't like Amsterdam, because I sort of do. But it's been really difficult. Straight on, Vance. Right, so this one should be Herengast, whatever it is. So the next one would be ours, I think. Straight on, Vance. I think we're on the road again. Straight on, Vance. Straight on, big dog. Curb, please. Thank you. Go on, then. Basically, it's just really, really difficult navigating with a guide dog. They don't seem to have proper curbs. The crossings are not very well marked. They've got quite good sounding ones. You know, some of them, they click, and then the click speeds up when it's safe to cross. That's quite good. Straight on, Vance. The tram stuff is really difficult, working out how to cross over and stuff, and using them is quite tricky. And then, as if my nerves hadn't been shredded sufficiently, we almost had a dog attack incident when a dog ran at us, barking, and did get as far as Vance before the owner pulled him off. Vance, the curb, please. Curb. Come on. Thank you. Good boy. Right. Take this with us. I'm looking forward to getting back in the hotel, because it's safe in there and they're all nice and lovely and kind. And I'll give you the positive spin on this in a minute. Wait. Oh, I've also sort of come back, Vance. Back! Thank you. I've also realised that Nobody takes the blindest bit of notice of a guide dog in the city. It seems to know what it is. People tut all the time when you get in their way, and nobody's interested in the slightest, which is a bit frustrating, but I suppose maybe that's just a symptom of not having very many guide dogs in the Netherlands. Or maybe not a very good guide dog association, who knows. Well, I'm going to pause this here because I'm at the hotel. I will come back and say some positive stuff in a minute.
Good morning, Audio Boo. It's the morning after the night before. And I've just got out of the most wonderful jacuzzi, hot tub, bath thing experience. Which I woke up especially to do in order to be starting the day in the right frame of mind. Vance has had his breakfast, and you might be able to hear him down there. And it's about 7:15 now. I have a train to catch at 11:00 from Central Station. And I'm hoping before that, well, there are some things I clearly have to do, like repack stuff. Just going to put some lights on. And there are things which I'd like to do, like going for a walk, a little one with Vance, and breakfast would be nice. I haven't actually booked breakfast here, but I think I will have it. Everything else has been so nice. I'm sure it'll be good. Handy, you're lying right in the way of the chair I want to go to. Oh, and the other one has got my clothes on. It's really helpful. Right, Andy, I'm just going to have to sit here with my legs across you. Do you think you'll cope? I bet you move, don't you? There we go. Well, I got back. I'm going to cough now. Sorry. I got back to the room yesterday. I wouldn't say I was feeling despondent, because I'd always known that this was going to be difficult. But I was frustrated that it had been as difficult as I thought it could be, potentially. There were some really notable successes. So I found the hotel from the station, albeit via a circuitous route, but I found it on my own, with the help of the Houndy, actually. I managed, on directions from the hotel, to find a pier for boat trips and go on a boat. I then found Dam Square again, or the dam, or whatever you call it. I managed to take a tram ride, and I found the hotel again for the second time, which was even more helpful. But it was just, I don't know quite how to explain it. I want to write something on this, so I'm going to have to try and formulate my thoughts a little bit. I suppose a bit like London in some ways, Amsterdam isn't a straight city. All the streets are at different angles and things. And so even if you follow GPS, as I was at times, following Google Maps directions, without being able to see the street signs, it's really, really difficult to work out what is a right turning, what is a straight on. Sometimes you have something that's somewhere in between the two, and several options you could take. or at times it was just giving me contradictory information. So on the way to the hotel the first time, I walked probably about half a mile down a road the wrong way, because it had just told me in quick succession to go right then left, and then it told me a few seconds later to go left and right instead, and so I didn't know which one to do, and I did the wrong one. The cyclists are just a complete law unto themselves. Motorists seem pretty respectful, actually, and pretty careful. Touch wood, I haven't had any or too many close calls with motorists, whereas, I don't know how we haven't been hit by a cyclist. They're just everywhere. They don't stop for anything at all. The trams, too, a little bit tricky, although, again, a bit like the motorists, they stop. I've lost count of the number of trams I've walked in front of. And then, actually, one of the most difficult things that actually I hadn't really expected was the sort of almost shared space nature of a lot of the streets. A lot don't have very well-defined pavements, they don't have proper curbs, or only very small ones, and Vance was really struggling to work out what a pavement was, and I found myself in the middle of roads, not big roads, we're not talking motorways here, normally side roads, but I found myself in the middle of roads more often than I can ever remember doing before. And just one more. One more negative whilst I'm on it. Pedestrians, or people in general. I think visual impairment is invisible here, is all I can gather. I haven't been asked if I want help a single time, the whole time, even when standing in places working out where I was going to go, where even in London somebody would ask me normally. And people have done in other cities in Europe. I can't think of a place, maybe other than Paris, actually. Paris can be a little bit like this, where the attitude seems to be, if you want to go about your life as a disabled person, then that's brilliant, and go and do that. But just don't expect anybody to instinctively help you. If you ask for help, we'll help. But otherwise we're going to leave you alone and assume that you know what you're doing. And in some ways that's brilliant. But it's one of these double-edged swords, isn't it? Maybe it's not a double-edged sword. Maybe I've just chosen completely the wrong metaphor, actually. It's got both pluses and minuses. I can't think of the right metaphor. Brain's not fully awake. In that, what was I going to say? Quite often, you want to be left alone. You want to get on when you know what you're doing. And then when you don't know what you're doing, you do want help. And it's so very difficult to achieve the right balance. Anyway, after I got back last night, had a nice rest, had to set a few alarms, I was very, very tired. And then we went out to a restaurant, De Kleber, which had been booked for me by the by the hotel. There were three options they were considering, and I'd asked for them to check a different one to begin with. But obviously they were checking whether they would take dogs, so I can only presume that the other one wouldn't accept dogs. But anyway, De Kleber was a brilliant, brilliant choice. It was 3 minutes walk away from the hotel, so that was good. Only one turning to make. They were very accepting of Vance. Interesting restaurant, actually. It's almost turns the food-wine pairing on its head. They have a huge wine list, but only one set menu for food. So effectively, the food is there to accompany the wine, as some people have noted on TripAdvisor and things. And I have had, what did I have? I had a lobster bisque to begin. It was a cod loin with asparagus. That was it, cod loin with asparagus for main, which was gorgeous. And that was with a very nice Cabernet Franc wine, quite light, lighter than I would go for on reds, but really fragrant and fresh. And then for dessert, I had a lemon tart with some plain yogurt, nice alternative to cream, actually. That was with a very nice dessert wine, and I can't remember what that one was called. But again, not an ultra-sweet dessert wine. It was very fresh, again. It was brilliant. Really happy. Price was okay, particularly with the euro rate at the moment. It was all very good. It left me in a very good mood. So, just very quickly, I might do a sort of synopsis boo in a minute of what are my top thoughts on Amsterdam. But to try and end on some positives here, what have I liked about Amsterdam? I quite like the people, despite what I said about the difficulties with the people. Those people I've interacted with have been so willing to help. It's almost, there's this inbuilt attitude in the Netherlands of people just get on with things. There's no fuss. And so maybe, actually, there's an assumption that I don't want any fuss. But actually, when you ask somebody, then they're very willing to help. And English is spoken everywhere, universally. So I have liked that aspect of it. The trams were great. They've got quite an interesting twist on the Oyster smart card payment system where you tap in and out. And it's quite novel. A little bit difficult from a visually impaired perspective. I'd maybe talk about that at another point. But overall, I liked it. Liked the trams. The canals, obviously, and the little back streets are lovely. The tour around the canals was really good. I thoroughly enjoyed it. I know no more now than I did before I started because I couldn't hear the commentary. But I enjoyed watching the world go by and taking photographs and things. It's got a nice railway station. It's rather transport geeky sort of point, but it's got a nice railway station. I'll find out later how easy it is to find my way around it, but it's a very typical European big city station. So it's a through station with a big arched roof, the tracks set above street height, so you have the tunnels running underneath, across the width of the station with all the different sort of bakeries and other food vendors, and it all smells so very enticing. There's something about European stations. It's just wonderful. What I could tell of the architecture, I liked, although I couldn't tell that much, to be honest. There is a certain grandeur to buildings, but in a sort of, you could have ordinary grandeur, it's a bit of an oxymoron, but it's, there didn't seem to be standout buildings, but a lot of the buildings seem to be built well, from what I could tell. I'm starting to realise, actually, that I'm where I really appreciated architecture in the past. I'm struggling, actually, to make sense of it now, but that's sight-changing stuff. So I could tell if there's, like, a tall spire or a, you know, I could tell a tall building, obviously, but seeing the roof silhouetted against the sky. But I can't really tell detail anymore. Anyway, I've waited on for ages. I'm going to get this uploaded on the hotel Wi-Fi. And then I might do a sort of shorter one later. But the plan very quickly is go out in a little while, pack, obviously, then go out, little walk with Vance around the block, and then breakfast, check out the hotel, taxi to the station. I'm not going to risk this time, although I do know I've got a pretty firm grasp on where the station is now, so that's, I could do it, but I don't want to. I'll take a taxi. And the hotel, I have to say, 6 points, you know, 5-star plus for the attitude here. I said, on asking about taxis, you know, obviously make sure, please, that that they were going to take the dog. And they said, well, if they don't take the dog, then they'll be on our blacklist. I thought, how brilliant, how refreshing, amazing. So anyway, to the station. Train journey of about 2.5 hours to Osnabrück, which is just inside Germany, in, I'm not sure if it's in Nordrhein-Westphalia or Lower Saxony, Niedersachs, is that? And anyway, we're changing there, and then going north and east to Hamburg. I'm going to change to Hamburg Damte, which is a, it's not the big station in Hamburg. I think my ticket wanted me to change there, but Hamburg Damte, you just stay on the same platform, so I'm going to go for that. And then we go to Elmshorn, where I get picked up by my friends and taken to their house nearby, and then I can relax and Vance can relax. Anyway, that's it for now. Thanks for listening to this very long recording. I hope it's been of some interest. Pause recording.